I'm really glad to be here. I'm really glad to hear for confirmation today, for Ben and Elizabeth and Gabby, and for their confirmation. And I had a couple minutes with them before we came into the service just to talk to them. And I invited them to come into the service with an expectation and an anticipation that something is going to happen. Because I believe every time we go before God and we open up our hearts and we ask God to be part of our lives, then God does respond. I said to them, have that expectation, but don't be disappointed that it doesn't happen today. It might happen today. The top of the church might open up and angels might come down and dance around about them. It'd be wonderful if that happened, but that might not happen today. But it will happen, maybe later on today, maybe tomorrow, maybe further on in the week. They will know that God has heard them and God will respond to them and touch them. So let us pray for them as we go through the service today with this expectation and anticipation that something will happen. Love the colleague which says, God of the unexpected. So I don't know why you've come here today. Maybe you've come here to support Ben, Elizabeth, and Gabby. Maybe you've come here for a different reason. Maybe you've just wandered in to this parish here. Maybe you've heard about St. John's and the leadership and the ministry and thought, I'll just show up today. So this is a warning for the service today. A warning. There is no passive congregation today, and there is no audience today. Because when we come before God, we ask God to act, then God will act. So don't think that up here, around about the bishop, is only the place where the Holy Spirit works. That anticipation and that expectation flows in and through this building today and flows in and through you as well. So you all come here with the possibility and the promise that God will act in your life. Whatever that means for you on this day, at this time, that God will act and you will feel God acting. I said to the candidates that I have a friend in Scotland who talks about, did you feel the draft of the Spirit today? Did you feel the draft of the Spirit today? So don't be surprised if in this service today you feel the draft of the Spirit. I want to just give an acknowledgement because the story that I told you that Ilza and Abigail told was not their own story. So I have to acknowledge where it came from, and it comes from the Iona community. It's from a book which is Peter, Yes, Jesus. That's the title. Peter, Yes, Jesus. And it's conversations that could have happened, that might have happened, and probably should have happened between Peter and Jesus. I particularly like that one because that's what we're called to do, all of us, is to go to a place where we don't know we're going, with people that we might not even like, and not to bring anything with us, just bring ourselves. And that's what we're here today to do, to renew that commitment that we will follow Jesus, where Jesus will lead us and take us. The clergy of the diocese, when they gather, always wait in anticipation for me to share with them my latest country song, don't you? They know that I like country music, and so they all sit there and I, what's he going to share with us this time? Hi.
The barbecue is ready to go.
The barbecue is ready to go. We're going to stop the service and we're going to go, right? This was the unexpected part.
Yeah, well, I like keeping you in your toes.
Good.
I'm just wanting to let everyone know that everything is we're going to have food hot, ready to go. As soon as we go over there, boom, ready to the food.
Good. So thank you.
So preach a good sermon and get people to
That's great. I could see this happening at other parishes in the diocese, but only at St. John's. So, country music. Let's go back to country music. And there is one I particularly like. It's by a fellow called Bob Wills, and it's called Crazy Enough. Crazy Enough. And he says in it that we should be a little bit crazy, but not too crazy. A little bit crazy, but not too crazy. And when I spoke to the clergy about that, I said, it's okay for you to be a little bit crazy. Not a lot crazy. That just gives a bishop far too much work. But just would be a little bit crazy. And that kind of call to be crazy. And I'm reading a book at the moment on the beginnings of the Corrymeela community in Northern Ireland. As you know, I'm a member and I've been there. And I think that we've learned a lot from them. And one of the leaders of the Corrymeela community says, conflict, when we're dealing with conflict, when we're dealing with reconciliation, it's weird. It's in some ways, it's insane. So you have to be a little bit zany, a little bit crazy when you're dealing with that stuff, because you need to move in that way to deal with that reconciliation and that conflict that's happening there. And we have a gospel this morning which takes us into a conflict situation, into a situation where Jesus is funny, isn't he? Because sometimes conflict arises because of him, just because of the fact that he's there. But sometimes Jesus raises the level of conflict when he goes in there. Jesus is a little bit crazy. Jesus is a little bit zany when he's dealing with those who are political and religious leaders of his day. And we can't relate to that because none of the religious and political leaders of our days are a little bit crazy. But it's interesting to watch and to see how Jesus responds to this situation. Because sometimes when people are confronted with something beyond their imagination, something outside of their theology or their way of thinking or their politics, what do? They call it demonic. They call it evil. And this is what Jesus is up against here. He is pushing those religious and political leaders to think differently, to act differently, to behave differently. And he himself is called demonic because of that. Michelle Obama, during the American elections, had a wonderful saying when the opposition party to her husband's party were going under. They were dragging up the dirt. They were trying to hurt people. And she would say, when they go low, we go high. When they go low, we go high. And that's what Jesus does. When those around about him attack, pull him down, attack what he's doing, Jesus doesn't go down, Jesus goes higher. Patrick Otuma, who is a leader of the Corrymeela community, has a particular reflection on this passage of Scripture. Because, like him, I always thought that when Jesus' mother and family came, when Jesus says the words, who are my brothers and sisters? Who are my mother and father? These are all my mother and fathers. There might have been a stab, a hurt. Mary might have felt, oh. But Padre Kutuma says, this is her son. She knows this boy. He's been around her house. They are there because they're obviously following him, learning from him. So she knows him better than anybody else, and she knows what he's saying here. He's going higher. He's going higher. He's opening up wide the doors and the gates of the kingdom of heaven. And he's saying to those who would say, these are the people who are in, and these are the people who are out. Jesus is saying, these are my family. This is my family. This is the community that God has called together. All of you. And beyond here, outside, all of you. So Jesus goes higher and he says, everyone is welcome in the kingdom and everybody is welcome with me. He doesn't restrict. Because you remember, he says, I am the gate. I am the gate. You're not the gate. They're not the gate. They don't say who's in and out of this kingdom or this church. Jesus is the one who says who is in and who is out. And Jesus opens up his arms and welcomes all. And Jesus opens up the doors, opens up the gate, and welcomes all. And Jesus opens up his life, and that means a cross, and welcomes all. I congratulate you as a parish for your journey and the times that you have said, we are going to go higher. We're not going to get dragged down into these types of debates, but we're going to go higher. And we're going to open up our arms and we're going to welcome all. And we're going to open up our doors, and we're going to welcome all. And we're going to open up our hearts, and we are going to welcome all. Friends, you've walked that journey. Continue to walk that journey. And continue as a parish within the life of this diocese. When people want to go low, you go high. When people want to close doors, you open doors. When people want to restrict and pull themselves in, you open up your hands and your arms and take a chance. And as you continue, open up your hearts and welcome all to this place and to this time. And for each of us, as we travel through this week, following this God of the unexpected, wherever you find yourselves, in whatever situations, whether that is in a conflict situation or something that looks like it, be a little bit crazy. Be a little bit crazy and go high. Amen.